And welcome back to another episode of Blood and Popcorn. We are your hostesses. I'm Tiege.
And I'm Alyssa.
And today we're going to talk about the new Netflix show, You. Not like you personally, but it's actually called
I
just You.
always feel like when I recommend it, I put you in quotations. I'm like, quotation, you, other in quotation, just
Yeah.
to like, I guess,
Emphasizes
set it
the
off.
show. Yeah. My mom asked me what I was watching or what I was doing while I was watching it. I said, I'm watching you. She's like, oh, that's creepy. And I was like, well, you know.
Well, it is creepy, actually.
Oh my
So
goodness. We'll get into that. So how was your week?
it was pretty good. I had kids all last week. It was their week back. And they're just a little insane.
Of course, all kids are.
But yeah, and I met with the new principal day, 'cause we have a new principal.
Oh,
And
yeah.
it's weird. It's weird. Like the old principal got forced promoted to a new place mid-year, which never happens. It's weird. So we have this new guy that started, and he doesn't respond to any emails because he is like literally overwhelmed.
Wow.
Like our secretary scheduled our one-on-one with like my one-on-one with him. I'm like,
Wow.
okay, yeah. It's
That's crazy.
interesting, but I like him.
That's good.
He came in my class, and there was a kid that was being bad. And I know I talk about it a lot, but like the trend with education now is like we never discipline for anything. Like kids get away with so much crap now. But this kid was like whispering to a friend as I was talking. And this principal straight up slapped his desk, snapped at him, and pointed at me. And I'm like, yes, queen. Yes.
Oh.
I know. I'm like, yes.
Dang.
I'm okay with it. Yeah. But
Well,
what
there
about
you
you?
go. I've mostly been working the 3D modeling job this week, and I went to my other job for a few days, and I'm off tomorrow, but I'm going to do
Nice.
modeling, and that's pretty much my time. My sister went back, and I've been,
Oh,
cleaning,
yeah.
hanging out with my Lord of the Ring pops, and I've been watching. Oh, I've been reading The Stranger Beside Me, which I
I am
actually,
too. We talked about
yeah, that's
this.
crazy.
Yeah, we had no idea.
Yeah, that was insane. I was just like, oh my goodness. And I
Well,
actually, one of my coworkers at my other job, she just finished reading it like a few weeks ago, and she was gonna get it for me for a Secret Santa gift, but she forgot. But it's
that's
fine, it's
funny.
okay. Still love her. But yeah, she was telling me about it. I was like, oh, I have to read it. So I started reading it. I bent down. I didn't even wait. I was too impatient. So I just bought
Yeah.
it, and then I saw it on. I was on sale like a few weeks ago, and I was like, Mother God, I should
Of
have
course.
waited. But fine, it's fine. Whatever. You're
It's
welcome,
fine.
man.
It's not that, it wasn't that expensive.
No, it wasn't. I was just like, oh, I could have got it for cheaper, but it's fine. Whatever. I'm already like 30%, and when it's so long,
Yeah, it
it's
really
like crazy.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Random.
It's just funny because you were like, you called me earlier and you were like, oh, yeah, I'm reading a Ted Bundy book. And I'm like, oh, what is it? And you're like, oh, it's just about, this woman that knew him. And I'm like, oh, I'm reading that.
Oh, really?
You're
Interesting.
definitely farther than me, though, because
Oh,
I
okay.
also have to read all of the novels that we read
Oh, that's true,
in
yeah.
ELA. But I also have. I work like 60 hours a week. So I'm like,
Yeah,
yeah, one day I'll
that
have
does
a
suck.
free time and summer will be here eventually. That's
Yeah.
when I become like a whole new person. This year, I think I'm gonna get into woodworking.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah. Just because I'm really into it.
Oh,
I
okay.
did it. I do it a little. I did it a little bit with Science Olympiad, and I'm like, this is fun.
Well, there
Yeah.
you go. You always like pick up something new, you know?
Yeah, it is. It that that's probably the only good part about teaching.
Learning new things.
I'm like, oh, I have 2 months off. Oh, I guess I'll just pick up a new hobby.
What can my hobby be this year?
Yeah, interesting. How
That's
quaint.
awesome. Yeah. Oh, how quaint. Pick
Yeah.
up crocheting next.
Oh, if you're a cat, it's Atlas.
Oh, that's fine. Hi,
No,
Kitty.
I want to do needlepoint.
Oh, yeah. They have classes like that at Joanne when I
Do
worked
they?
there. I remember. Yeah.
I want to needlepoint inappropriate things, though.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
You know, I got a
Ooh.
well, I saw it on Reddit and I'm like, this is brilliant.
Oh
And it
my
was
gosh, I
so
think I saw the
sweet.
same post.
No, this is different, I think.
Oh,
I don't know.
maybe.
It was this mom that is cooking with her kid, and she bought her a book. Like, her kid's like probably like 7 or 8, and it says, "Shit My Mom Taught Me." And her sh like, "Shit My Mom Taught Me How to Cook," and I'm like, I'm doing that. And because her and her daughter cook once a week together, and I'm like, that would be so funny.
That is pretty great.
Yeah, I already have like a diary. Did I told you about that? I told you about this, didn't I?
Oh, I
I
believe
have
so.
like a
Oh, yeah,
pre-baby,
yeah.
super pre-baby book, and I always like I wrote like, right now I'm drinking a beer. It's an IPA. I hope that's still a thing by the time I finally get to drink again.
Hopefully it doesn't go away.
Yeah. I'm like, I hope it's still a thing.
That's pretty great. I like that.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. We were
All right.
like just talking, shooting the shit.
Yeah, you know, that's how we do. Okay, so you are, I was gonna say you are so creepy, but you is
I
so
am.
creepy. Yeah, you are. That's correct too. You is the creepiest thing, other than like the serial killer documentaries, of course, is always creepy. But this show is the creepiest thing I have ever seen in my life so far. I probably
Yeah.
will see like more creepier things, but this show, it didn't give me nightmares like The Handmaid's Tale did, which we'll talk
Well,
about
The
that
Handmaid's Tale is a whole other
thing.
thing. Did you read the book?
I did not, but I remember
You
you
need to
telling me
read the
about it.
book.
Yeah, I want to, but I'm also scared too because it's already given me nightmares about the show. And oh my goodness,
It's one
I
of the
couldn't even
only
finish the last
books.
one.
It's one of the only books that I actually sat after I read it and I'm like, holy shit, that could happen.
Yeah,
Like,
that's the thing that scares me. Yeah.
yeah. And I'm like, oh. And it's so funny to talk to like a man about it because they're like, no, that would never happen. And I'm like, no, you
No,
don't
but it could.
understand.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's what Cody kept saying too. He's like, no, it could never happen. I'm like, oh no, you're wrong about that. But that'll be for another episode.
I wanna sidetrack you for just a second.
Okay.
So I'm really proud of myself. As you know, and as everyone knows, because I definitely, tell the world I hate Trump. I am
Yes.
so anti-Trump. I am not anti-Republican. Like, I get it if that's what you align with, but fuck Trump.
Yeah.
I have two videos that I found that are like a Trump supporter lineup, and it's like it asks them questions and then they decide if they strongly agree or strongly disagree or where they land. And I couldn't watch it for the longest time because it made me so mad. Because it would they would just be
Yeah.
like, no, Trump is a good role model for kids because he's a strong man and blah blah, blah. And it like so
I'm sorry, but if you think that.
I made myself watch it today because I'm like, I want to keep my views in check. I'm like, okay, like I think it's okay to hate a president. That's fine. But I also want to be like, okay, let me understand the people that vote for him because I want to make sure that, I treat them like human beings. And I made it through the whole video and I was like, okay, I did it. I did it. And then I watched another one that was like immigrants in a room with Trump supporters, and then they like find common ground. And it was actually a Trump supporter. I'm like, you know what? Like, you actually, I don't agree with you at all, but like, you brought up okay points. Like, I'm okay with you. I don't agree with you at all, but at
Yeah.
least you're not a crap human being.
Well, there you
Because
go.
I did I not, I don't know if I told you what I did. I literally tried to get my mom in trouble for hate speech on Facebook.
Good. I saw her post and I was about to comment on some, but I was like, no, I don't want to start a war with your mom on Facebook. So
Oh,
I
this is
just
so about
didn't.
the wall. Build the wall. And I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
oh.
I was like, oh, no. Mom, why? You're like a second mom to me. Don't make me hate you.
I know. I sit here and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I told my niece and she laughed so hard. She's like, I can't believe you tried to get her reported.
Man, I
I'm like, I can't help it, okay?
If it was my mom, I would report
This is why I'm trying to watch Trump supporter videos so I can at least understand them.
They're retarded. I'm sorry, but I am totally
Yeah,
against
yeah.
Trump. I don't like the Republican Party either. But
Yeah.
Jesus, if you vote for Trump, oh my God, get out.
Yeah.
Please, no. Like,
It's
why'd you go
interesting.
find an island and go make your own little country over there and just leave us the fuck alone over here?
Yeah. Anyways, back to you.
Yes, okay.
It makes me, I thought of it because I feel like he is so in his ways. Like the lead character of this Netflix TV series is so in his own way that like he's never going to see a different opinion.
Okay.
And I feel like that's why I'm like, let me check myself.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I'm not psycho.
No, that makes sense, and we'll get into
Yeah.
that too, because that's you learn kind of learn that like at the end of the season. But okay, so for those of you who don't know what You is, you need to check it out first of all. Second of all, it is about a bookstore clerk, or excuse me, bookstore manager. Excuse me, I just
Huh.
choked a little bit. And he befriends this girl in a really creepy way. She comes in the bookstore and he just watches her until she speaks to him. And then he stalks her, finds her address, and then stalks her from her house. And then all this crazy shit happens.
Okay,
And he
but
goes,
low key, I'm a stalker. Like,
well,
but not like I'm never gonna go to somebody's house. But one of my friends was into a guy and I literally stalked him. I found him. She told me his name and I found every single site that he's ever been on.
okay. I mean, in this modern day and age of dating and everything, of course you're going to do that online. But
Yeah.
this guy takes it farther than that.
Way
Like,
farther than your average white girl stalking.
He went to her Facebook, he went to her Twitter, he went to her Instagram, was like, oh, this is what you're like, huh? And
That's
then
what I
he
did too.
Googled, yeah. Then he Googled all of her information and found her address, then watched her have sex, watched her take a shower, watch her
Yeah.
masturbate, all of this crazy
Yeah.
fucking stuff. Like, I, oh my gosh. Okay, it's one of the reasons I keep telling Cody, I'm like, this is another reason why I don't want to go anywhere alone, because you know a creepy guy out there is gonna do this.
Yeah.
Like, whew, my God. Okay, so our story begins with just that. He meets Beck. Yeah, Beck. I can't pronounce her first name. Guinevere?
Guinevere,
Guinevere?
right?
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But the, she called she's been called by Beck because that's her last name. So fuck it. Her name's Beck. And he basically just falls head over heels for her. Of course he does the stalkerish stuff. Meets her friends. One of the friends is pretty smart in the beginning. She automatically catches on.
Stop it.
What was her name? I forgot her
Sorry.
name, but she was. I can hear. I can hear Alice. Cute.
Her
I
name is oh my
forgot
gosh, I was thinking about her name too.
her name.
It's not
Peach.
Paige.
It's
Peach.
Peach. Yeah,
Yeah.
which is played by Shay Mitchell. She was also in Pretty Little Liars. She is a really good
Yeah.
actress. Excuse me.
Well, she's she, I'll talk about her in a minute, but the guy, what is his name? Joe. Joe
Yeah, Joe.
is the same actor that plays the main boy in Gossip Girl.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, Serena's love interest in Gossip Girl.
Which I haven't seen yet, but I heard it was a pretty okay.
It's okay. It's not, I mean, it's not amazing, it's not bad. It's just interesting to see him in something else that's like this creepy.
Like,
Yeah.
oh
You know
gosh.
what? He was kind of creepy in Gossip Girl, though.
Maybe he's just good at playing the creepy guy.
I guess.
All
Like,
right.
hardcore spoiler alert for Gossip Girl, but I think he is Gossip Girl. And it's like you don't find out to the very, very end.
I don't know. I've never watched Gossip Girl. What is a Gossip Girl? Do they just gossip? I sound like an idiot.
Kind
What is
of, yeah.
a Gossip Girl?
It's
What's the hack
somebody it's
neighbor?
it's they like, yeah, they post about all the gossip, but then they sign off XOXO Gossip Girl.
Oh, so kind of like A in Pretty Little Liars?
Yeah, very similar.
Oh, okay. But Gossip Girl came out first, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So Pretty Little Liars is a ripoff. Gotcha. Okay. Cool.
Well, makes sense.
Where are we? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, he meets her friends, and there's like two bimbos, basically. Peach, she was a smart one, and she just catches on right away. She's like, I mean, I like him, but I don't
Oh,
trust him.
no. She was a real bitch.
She like caught on right away, but then she like turned into a bitch like maybe 5 minutes of meeting her. And I'm just like, you were so smart, you were so good, and what the fuck happened? Like, you could have been the best friend who saved her.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I mean, she first off, I feel like it's time to talk about Peach now. I think she's a lesbian, and I think it's heavily implied that she's a lesbian. And
She had a big thing for Beck, yeah.
I think that she was trying to control her own jealousy in a way by saying, oh, well, he's just works retail, like he's a nobody, and like trying to act like, she's way better than Joe.
Oh yeah.
So she was kind of, I mean, she was kind of a bad person.
And she was like, you need someone who to take care of you, and she was obviously taking care of Beck, lending her money, everything. She totally had a thing for Beck. And Joe was right. But Joe was also wrong about a lot of things, which Joe is my pen
Joe
Bagley.
was like weirdly endearing for most of it, though.
I
You're
know, he
like,
had some good points. I'm like, oh, should I be agreeing with this right
I
now?
know. And I'm like, oh, they're so cute. And I'm like, but he's a murderer. Like,
He stalked her. He watched her like do so many things, and I'm just like, I don't want to like him. And after I watched it, I saw a lot of like BuzzFeed posts about like him like replying to his Twitter things, and there some girls were like, OMG, Pen or whatever his name is,
yeah, his name
and is
is
adorable, and I love him. Yeah, something like that. And like, I love Joe. You're making me fall in love with you again. He's like, why? Like, he was just like, and then some girl was like, oh, why are you breaking my heart again after Gossip Girl? And he was like, because I'm a murderer, like, or because he's a murderer.
Finn.
Like, why are you liking this? And then he had to go in an interview, and while he was in an interview, they're like, what do you think about all these girls liking your crazy character? And he's like, don't, because this is bad. Don't like this character. Like, he's a murderer, he's a stalker. Like, there's so many things wrong. And like, girls are still like, oh, you're so handsome. He's just like, oh my God, please stop. And then somebody tweeted him and was like, oh, Joe, why are all these crazy girls liking your crazy character? And he's like, I don't know, but maybe it's probably, oh, he said, it's probably going to be the main point in the second season. And I was like, oh no, everybody's gonna die. He's gonna take
Oh my
over
gosh.
as Fangirl or something.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm scared.
Basically, girls be thirsty.
But yeah, for anything apparently.
He's really not that cute to me.
He's attractive, but he's
Yeah.
the fucking creeps. Like, even if you think he's attractive in the good parts of the show where he's like all sweet to Beck and everything, and like, oh, they do make a cute couple, but he also killed like five people already. You can
Yeah.
just see that craziness glint in his eye. Unless you can't, I know I can. I'm just like, ah, like that's a person you gotta stay away from. That's a person that gives me like the gut feeling of no, you know.
What's interesting to me is that like he doesn't give me the gut feeling of this person is evil. Which is even scarier. Like he's very charismatic, which I think makes him a good killer
Oh yeah.
in general.
And you know what it reminds me of? How he was like very charismatic and had everyone like believe him. Mostly Ted Bundy. Because everybody thought he was attractive and every girl believed him, and that's why, well, not every girl. Some girls were like, and they like noticed things were off just like Peach did. But a lot of girls, all of his victims, they believed him. And I'm just like, ooh, Joe, who, why? Why does this show exist? Like, why?
Yeah, it really feeds into your anxiety.
Oh yeah, it gave me so much anxiety all the time. Oh my gosh. I think, oh gosh, I don't know what the creepiest moment would be in the show.
Beck finding all of his stuff.
That was the most like, oh my God, girl, get out of there. But that wasn't probably the most creepiest. I knew she was gonna find that stuff sooner or later. I knew she was gonna find out. I just didn't know when. But I think
He
probably
fell.
the, oh yeah, oh God,
Oh.
that was gross. I think probably the creepiest was when he was just standing outside of her apartment, but she was stupid not to have curtains. God damn it. Excuse my language, but this is why I have curtains like literally everywhere, and they're always closed unless I want them open during the day. But no, like I've always had this horrible, horrible like idea of someone watching me through my window. And when he started doing that and just watching her do everything, oh my God, no. That's probably like one of the creepiest things for me.
It was it. It's like an invasion of your privacy because your home is where you feel safe.
Exactly. Like, he just destroyed that for her, and she didn't even know until she found all the stuff in his bathroom. He was hiding all of his stuff in the bathroom ceiling above the toilet. And he found, she found, at the, it was like the last, what was the last, second to last episode, episode 9. She found the tank top she was missing when he first started watching her. Because, oh, that's what, another thing. The first day he watched her, the next day he called and told the super of her building that there was a gas leak in her apartment, so she had to keep the door open because apparently that's a law in New York. So he could go in and be like, oh, my girlfriend lives here, blah, 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 while the gas man was there and she wasn't there. So he could steal her shit. And he stole a pair of underwear and a shirt and sniffed her underwear. And it was so gross.
Yeah, it
That
was
was
really
also
weird.
scary. Yeah, a little bit.
There's a lot of points in there that are just, ugh. It
Oh,
makes you
goodness.
wonder.
Yeah. And then he killed his her ex-boyfriend or her boyfriend at the time. I don't know what they were really. And
I guess.
that teacher. Ooh. Guy. Was it a professor or
He was a professor.
professor? Okay.
I,
A professor.
or, yeah, he was a professor. I think he was also a department chair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was asshole. Like, sleep with me and then you'll get it. She's like, no. And he's like, oh man, we'll have to put you down to part time, then you lose your housing. That sucks.
It's really it's interesting to me, like right now, I know I'm gonna bring this back, but like right now in English, like I'm teaching The Breadwinner. Have you ever read The Breadwinner?
No.
So it's about a girl, young girl, like 11, living in Afghanistan, like right after the bombings, the World Trade Center bombings. So they're under like Taliban control, and she has to like hide herself and act like a boy to be able to buy stuff at the market. And it's like so oppressive, and I'm like, this shit's still happening. Like it's so subversive, it's like everywhere in our culture, and we don't even realize it.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
we realize that we just don't care.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I think like a lot of people I talk to don't understand it.
Yeah, I think like we know it's there, we don't understand it, or we just don't care because it's not happening to us, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. Have you seen anything else that you've been really into?
I did just watch a documentary type thing about Charles Manson.
Was it good?
It was very good. It had like lost tapes from like the ranch and everything, from like interviews and things from one after, like it was like right after he got arrested. And it was a bunch of the family members and former family members talking about how they would kill and die for Charles. And it was so
It's so
creepy.
weird.
Oh my gosh. Like, I get like he was a manipulator. And I'm glad that the actual killers got jail sentence as well. But I think they should have got like reprimanded first instead of Charles. Like he probably could have done more damage outside of it, but they actually did the work, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm glad like he's dead. Okay, whatever. He died like in 2017, I think. Yeah. 2 years ago.
Good.
Yeah. His ashes are actually at my friend is in Las Vegas, and he went to Zach Bagans' mystery
Oh,
or yeah,
really?
he went to like his little museum thing, and he
He's got all kinds of stuff.
has yeah right, and he actually has Charles Manson's ashes or like some of them, and he posted that he saw them. And he was like, oh no, and I was like, oh, don't touch it.
Did you hear about Zach Bagans, his little whatever it's called, his little like I don't even know what it, museum.
Oh,
Yeah. He has a Dybbuk box that's like cursed, and Post Malone was like all about it and like, you know, looking at it and touched it, and he got in a car wreck and almost died.
and then his home was his previous home got invaded because they were
Yeah.
looking for Post Malone. They didn't know he moved, and then something else happened to him.
I know it's terrifying. You're like, what?
Yeah, I saw his
Why?
post. I saw like all the things that happened. And I'm like, what? And then he saw his post. Was like, someone's trying to kill me up there. And I'm like,
Yeah.
posty stuff.
It makes me it reminds me of Michael Scott. Like, I'm not superstitious, I'm just ishus.
Not superstitious. I'm just ish. That's
Oh man.
perfect. I can see it.
Well, I have a weird recommendation. It's not scary, but it's just so dang good. Maybe I talked about it last time. I don't remember. Isle of Dogs.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Okay. I'm just gonna
It
keep singing its praises. You need to watch it.
I
It's so good. Also, we're watching Boardwalk Empire on HBO.
don't know what that is.
It's really good. It's about old 20s Atlantic City and like all the ma like not the mafia, but like the drug lords and stuff. It's a crime show.
Ooh, that reminds me of Peaky Blinders. Peaky Blinders is also really good.
Yeah. It's kind of, it is very similar. Yeah. It's good. What else? I had another one I was going to tell you. Oh, if you haven't seen Game of Thrones yet, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because April 14th is the final season premiere. Where are you going?
Yep. Better
Yeah.
get on that right now.
I'm going to start rewatching it tomorrow.
I will probably start this weekend.
Yeah, and I'm gonna rewatch it from episode one, season one, just to go through because honestly, like it's been over a year. Like I don't remember every single plot line, and I am ready.
I totally remember because actually, the I think it was the last season. No. The season before that, it was one of the seasons. I forgot. I think it was the season before the last was when my friend had his car wreck, and we were watching it together, and we didn't get to finish. But I finished after his car wreck, but he had to take some time because he actually had his car wreck on the way to my house to finish like the one of the last episodes. So I kind of freaked him out, and he didn't want to watch it for a while. I totally get that, but I did watch it without him. I couldn't wait. So I was like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, we can watch it together when you're ready, but I'm not going to wait anymore. Like, I can't. And I think that, yeah, it was like right before the newest season came out. So then we watched the newest season together after we finished the old one when he was ready. But yeah, yeah, no. I had to watch it all. I couldn't wait. I'm too excited about this.
Do you know how many episodes the last season's gonna have?
I think just eight.
Okay. Because I'm a little worried we're gonna be in Europe during the season finale. The series finale. I'm a little worried about it.
Let me see. I'm table checking right now.
Okay. I am a little worried, and I told Josh that we were just gonna have to roll up somewhere, and I'm watching it with the French. I don't care. Or wherever we are, we're in Switzerland. Why not? It's gonna set the tone.
It has actually only six episodes.
Oh no, it's gonna end the week before I leave.
Yeah.
That's good. Oh, because it starts April 14th, and I think six like we leave. Like the very end of May. So I'm like, it might hit. I'm gonna cry. I will watch it. I told Josh, I'm like, I don't care where we are. If we're in Paris, I'm sitting there, I'm watching it. Because somebody's gonna spoil it for me. I'm gonna get on Reddit. I'm gonna see the end, and I can't. I just can't.
As long as you don't, I think one of the Reddit subreddits, they one of the Game of Thrones ones, they don't have spoiler alerts. Like, they don't put it on there. If it's a spoiler alert, they don't give a shit. They'll post it.
It's probably there's Game of Thrones, and then there's also ASAP, or wait, A Song of Ice and Fire. Yeah.
It's not one of it's not that. It's something. Let me see if I can find it. Because I know I follow them because I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Like
Like,
the Watchers of the Wall or whatever. I don't know.
I have to find it. But yeah, they don't really give a shit. They won't post if it's like a spoiler. So as long as you're not following that one, you're good. Because the other ones are like, hey, this is spoiler, and they'll blur out things. So that's good.
Oh, I'm so ready. My body is
Yeah,
ready.
I am so ready. Oh my
Did you watch? They have a new thing on HBO. I just saw it today, and it's The Crips.
The
It's like a
Crips.
spoiler video of the Winterfell Crips.
Oh, yes, I did. I did
Yeah, I got excited about
watch
that.
that. Yeah, that was really cool. And I am really, really worried about the Starks over there.
They're fine. They're fine. I think they're okay. I think the
Don't
Starks.
know. How are they
I think the Starks are gonna make it out,
gonna die? I
and I
think they're
think
gonna.
most everybody else is going down.
I think most of them are gonna die.
Now the Starks are solid. At least Jon. One of them is gonna make it. Probably Sansa and Jon. I'm a little worried about Arya.
Arya's
Arya.
definitely gonna die. Sansa's definitely gonna die. Jon, it's like a 50-50 chance for him, but those two are definitely gonna die.
John's making it through.
I
He's gonna
want
have a
him
baby. You wait.
to, but.
It's gonna happen. And I told Josh, because Josh gave up after the red wedding.
Yeah.
He was like, fuck this. I told him.
What's his face's favorite anyway?
Yeah, Rob was his favorite. So he's like, fuck this shit. And I'm like,
Whoops.
yeah.
Whoopsie.
I told him he has to watch it with me anyways, because it's literally going to be a cultural event.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to think of something to equate it to, for a different generation. The best I could come up with was like Star Wars. Like, it's going to be that well known.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is now. Like, everyone knows of like Game of Thrones, and there's only like a few people who like actually don't watch it.
Yeah, so we'll
It's crazy.
see.
Oh, I'm so
Yeah.
ready.
But
My
before we
woman better
go,
live.
I wanted to talk a little more about our new podcast.
Yes, we are starting a new podcast.
Ooh. We haven't done anything for it yet.
No,
Like
not yet.
you have, but
I
I have not. It's, I think, and I have to look up to make sure. Well, I won't tell you the name yet because I have to make sure that a couple names that we like are not already podcasts. But it's basically going to be a podcast that deals with mysteries that occur during history.
Yes.
For example, what happened to Amelia Earhart? I don't know. Don't you want to find out? What about Stonehenge? Where did that come
That?
from?
Do they have bodies? We don't know.
We don't know. Well, we would know because we're gonna find out for you and tell you. So if you're interested in history, our sense of humor and the mysterious side of life, you should be looking for our new podcast.
Yes, we will definitely start posting about it once we have things for it.
Yes, I would say it's probably going to be called History Mysteries.
Mysteries of history or history?
Mysteries of History or History Mysteries.
Something
I don't
like
know.
that. We'll
Something similar to that.
yeah.
The reason I thought of this is that a teacher friend of mine, we have like a whole block dedicated to like, they're basically like, teach the kids something you want, anything you want, whatever. So he was like, all right, well, I teach social studies. I guess I'm going to do, make them look up different histories in time, and we're just going to let them present it because he was lazy. And I'm like, that's a good idea.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm like, you right, you right. I'm gonna steal that for a podcast.
Let's go with that. Yeah, I'm gonna take that idea. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks.
You should tell him like when you go back to school, but like, hey, your idea.
Well, he's in Africa now.
Oh,
Yeah,
just
he
kidding.
moved and he's teaching in Africa now in Uganda.
Oh, that's awesome. Go him.
His, oh, is it though?
I mean,
I
if he
mean,
wanted to
no offense to Africa, but he is actually in a guarded community that he actually has his own bodyguard.
that. That's
Him
crazy.
and his white family. I'm like, okay. Huh. I don't know if I would take my family there.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, but I did find the subreddit that I was talking about. It's called Free Folk.
Ah, yes, the free folk.
Yes, so as long
Yeah.
as you don't follow that, you can't see spoilers because they
Those
will
bitches.
not let they don't care if it's a spoiler, they'll just post whatever. Yeah,
Ah, those bitches.
I have to unfollow them and then follow them back if I can't watch the first episode.
I actually watch it with Reddit every year. That's what I've done. I pull up the live threads and I comment with everybody else
Like,
because
oh
nobody else will watch it with me.
my
And we're on different time zones, so like I'm gonna get it before you do. And I'm like, okay.
Then we usually like message her there afterwards, like, did you see that shit? Like, yeah, I saw
Yeah.
that shit. Did you see that shit? Like, yeah, I saw it. Oh my gosh.
I think some of my friends here are actually gonna do a premiere party, and we've never done one. And
Oh.
I'm like,
Those are
I
fun.
need to do these things.
Oh
I want to do. I
my.
don't care about the middle as much. I just want premiere and season finale. I want somebody to hold me for the season finale.
Oh my gosh. Oh my
Like,
gosh. I already.
you know it's gonna be insane.
Oh yeah. Oh, excuse me. Oh
Oh.
yeah. It's gonna
Okay, sorry for nerding out. I'm just really excited.
I am too. It's okay. I think everybody is okay too, because there's probably gonna be an episode about Game of Thrones somehow.
Yeah. Well, I think most people are thrown Game of Thronesers.
Oh yeah, let us know if you like a Game of
Yeah.
Thrones. Let us know if you're gonna watch the premiere.
Yeah,
And talk about
absolutely.
it. Hit us up and we could talk about it. Tweet us.
Tweet.
Comment on our Facebooks.
Yes. And Insta.
And Insta us.
Yeah, Insta us. Tell us your
Like an
favorite
80-year-old.
dragon. Which one?
Yes.
Who gets the love?
I do like Drogo only because his colors are so beautiful. But he is like the main dragon that everybody likes too. But
I don't like any of them. Fuck them all. No, I'm just kidding.
oh, wow, rude. Whew. Well
I
then,
like.
so.
I'm actually hashtag team the Night's King. Thank you.
Oh, so you are the White Walkers. All right.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't like. I don't want to
I mean,
pick
they're really
sides
cool.
because I'm worried about everyone.
Oh, I mean, like everybody, at least half the people are gonna die. Like, definitely the White Walkers are gonna take out half the people. Definitely.
Nah.
Oh, Cersei is gonna definitely die.
I need a Clegane bowl and some the what is hype may never die. Sorry. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you really need to head over to Reddit and start looking into these Game of Thrones subreddits.
That's pretty great.
I need that to happen. I need some sibling murder. Looking at you, Jaime Lannister.
Oh yeah, I have a feeling he's gonna kill Cersei. Like,
Yeah.
there's no other way she's gonna die. She's not gonna let the Ice King get to her. He's not gonna let the Ice King get to her. He is gonna kill him. Kill her. Like, I hope he does. He better kill her
We'll
because
see.
that'd be just beautiful. It'll be
Daenerys
poetic.
is my main girl.
Hell yeah.
Ugh.
Marry her.
I don't think there's anybody. You know what? Honestly, like I'm not a huge Arya fan like I used to be. She's kind of like her character's kind of just, you know?
No, I love her.
I
She's
don't know.
like,
Maybe I'm alone in that.
I think you are, because there's a lot of Arya lovers, and she's like
Yeah,
the
it's just
assassin I
the
wouldn't
last
want to be.
couple seasons have been bad with her. Like I'm like, "Oh, you're just a murder machine. You have no personality anymore." Okay.
Yeah,
Cool.
she's not one. She's an assassin.
Yeah.
She's an assassin.
Yeah. But she got away from that. And she's decided that that was not going to be her life, but then it still is. I just think it's a little bad writing right there. Right? Just there. Just there.
I can agree with you because it's not towards with the books anymore at that point.
Yeah.
So I guess they just kind of are like, oh, she doesn't want to be it, but then she just needs to be it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I still like it because like I think she's like totally badass. Just like
Yeah.
Daenerys, but Daenerys isn't a murderer like that. Arya is a little assassin. I love her.
Daenerys is just a beautiful woman.
She is
Like, let's
amazing.
just be real.
That's
All
my
right,
crush.
I think we're done. We're done.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Okay.
Yeah,
So
we'll just start
yes.
geeking out about some thrones over here.
Oh my gosh, yes, those give us hours. Okay, so yes, thank you for listening to our episode today. If you have any questions, if you want to let us know, if you want to watch anything, let us know. And on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And yeah, thank you for enjoying us and letting us be in your lives.
And close your blinds.
Yeah, close your blinds. Get some fucking curtains
Yeah.
if you don't have any, because Jesus
Yeah.
Christ. And
Yeah.
watch.
Don't meet creepy men in bookstores.
You know what? Just stay off of social media. That's it.
You know
I'm
what?
just
Just don't
saying.
meet men. Men are bad.
Yeah,
Men are the
just be
devil.
lesbians. Or
Yeah.
yeah, or if you're a guy, just you know, don't be gay. I guess I don't know. Men are creepy. That's the whole point we're trying to make. I've never seen a woman be this creepy. I've always seen men be this creepy. Like maybe
That's sexist, but okay.
I mean, yeah, it does sound sexist,
I
but.
literally just told you about my stalking excapades, but okay.
Okay, yes, that's stalking. Like I said, everyone does that stalking modern day and age, but they don't go to as far to like to, hey, that's their address. Let's go look at them through their windows.
You know what? Don't be a creep.
Yeah,
I
just don't
think
be
that's a
a creep.
good.
Just don't be a creep.
Yeah, just don't be a creep.
If you need to Google how am I like what is the definition of creep, then you're probably a creep, so don't do that.
Yeah. You know what? Just follow her on Instagram, but not Facebook.
Yeah. Don't be friends on Facebook. You meet somebody,
Yeah.
don't be friends on Facebook. Just follow their Instagram. They don't have
Yeah.
Instagram. Maybe follow their Facebook, but if they don't have Instagram or anything else, they probably don't go on Facebook a lot either.
And
So,
then after date number two, follow both. It's fine.
that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
If
talk
you need
about it.
help in the love department, just DM us. We got you.
I do, Melissa. Don't DM me. I'll give you a ride. Either or.
Absolutely. No, it's fine. It's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to our rambling and our craziness and our
Yeah.
nerdiness. But you stay spooky out there, guys.
Yeah. Stay spook. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.